Well, I felt like, you know, this was a, to me, just a really, really good 8-10 basketball game. This is a hard league, you know, and St. Louis, obviously, you know, having gone through, you know, these games for years now, Travis does a really good job of having his guys prepared. They've been injured a lot this year, and they were fully healthy. You know, Sincere Parker available, they were deep. And I thought they did a really good job. In the first half, I felt like we got really good looks, you know, on one of those nights where shots didn't fall for us. Had a little bit of a lead. You know, they went on a run. And, you know, during that time, felt like we kind of got out of sorts. But our guys did a great job to close the half and a great job in the second half. Showed great character, showed great competitive character to do the things that we needed to do on both sides of the ball, understood, you know, where we had an advantage, understood what we needed to do defensively, made plays, and were able to close the game out. So proud of the effort. And again, you know, just I think, you know, this league is, any league, this league is really a really good basketball, a lot of really good players, a lot of really good coaches, and we got to make sure that we understand that every single night we take the court.
Second straight game with Gene Durant, seized control of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Durant's one of the best players in the country, you know, and I thought he did a great job of understanding, you know, where he had an advantage and what needed to be done today to put us in a position, both offensively and defensively, block shots, scoring. You know, I think he ended up, you know, 17 free throws today. So, yeah, he did a great job, and his team did a great job of understanding where the advantage was.
He only had two shots in the first half. What changed for him in the second half?
Well, the first half, I think 18 of our 27 shots were threes. We were like 5 for 18 from the three-point line. I thought the majority of those were good looks, you know, on a night where the shots weren't falling. You know, we have, we're fortunate that we have multiple ways that we can be effective from an offensive standpoint in terms of our efficiency. So, you know, we were able to attack the rim, get out in transition, were able to draw fouls, were able to go inside a little bit. Even in the first half, we went inside, and the way they elected to defend, the inside led to perimeter shots that we just didn't make. They were great looks, you know. In the second half, you know, we were able to establish a little bit more inside, and I think that that's probably where more of the opportunities came from.
Anthony, Durant was telling us that Isaac Jack pushes him in practice. And what did you see from Jack tonight?
Like, yeah, Isaac gave us some great minutes tonight. He was physical. He was active. You know, I know you look at the stat sheet, the numbers don't jump out at you, but I thought his minutes were really good in terms of being able to match the physicality that St. Louis brings every night. So I thought he gave us some really good minutes.
How impressed are you by Kobe Elvis's?
Yeah, you did a heck of a
job. Free throw streak. I mean, he broke your old teammate's record with 37 in a row.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I thought he did a heck of a job defensively. You know, Jemison's one of the best players in the country, one of the elite offensive talents in terms of the way he can score the ball. So I thought he made it really, really challenging on him tonight. The shots that he made, he had to earn every basket that he got tonight. And I thought Elvis did a great job there.
Is that free throw success that could just come from hard work and practice?
You know, you got to ask Elvis that. I mean, I'm proud of him. I think we have a lot of confidence in him.
Coach Durant talked about it a little bit, but the ability for this team to stay mentally focused amid the rankings and the competitive A-10, the way it is, what have you seen from these guys that have shown you that no matter what's the outside noise, they're able to focus on the task?
I think a maturity. You know, this team is made up of guys that have kind of been through stuff. You know, the guys that are have been in the program for a couple of years, have been, you know, on the cusp of, you know, accomplishing things that we wanted to accomplish, but we haven't been able to do it. And then other guys that have joined the team with other experiences understand college basketball and how competitive it is on a given night. You know, every league is tough, so the guys that joined us were in leagues that were really hard, so they understand that everybody can play across the country. You know, and then I think we have a group that every day comes in and allows myself and our staff to coach him. And I think there's a trust that's been built up and belief in what we're trying to do. And guys are showing a level of maturity to stay on task with that.
Another tough one on Saturday against a team that, you know, beat you on the road last year. What do you remember about that game at Rhode Island?
What I remember about the game is I thought they were the aggressive team. They were the more aggressive team. I thought they did a really good job of being physical and taking some things away from us. And we didn't respond very well. I know they're off to a great start in conference play this year. You know, first of all, you got to start with Arch. You know, just really grateful for the job he did while he was here. He's a heck of a coach, and I think for our fans, an opportunity to show him an appreciation for the time that he was here and what he did. And then obviously, you know, I don't know a lot about the team yet. I think they're 3-0 right now in league play. So, you know, I think he's been able to put together a group, you know, to play to his identity. Last year was the first year, and they were competitive. I think obviously he's building something there. So we'll get ready for them, you know, as the week approaches.
Last one,